David, first of all, what team news do you have going into this one?
Well, positive. You know, we had a couple of tired bodies, and I think, you know, playing on Friday certainly helped us this week develop our training programme, because it allowed me to let the lads have Saturday and Sunday off to recover after a tough fixture down at Ipswich. And the main area is concern, Jacob Mellis. I think Mellis could be out between 2 and 4 weeks. So he's rolled his ankle, he's done his ACL, he's his ligament. Similar to Danny Rose's, Danny's a little bit more severe. I think Danny's probably out 4 weeks, something like that. So 2 in a week that, you know, you just can't do anything about it. It's a roll of an ankle injury. But apart from that, we've had a brilliant training week.
Now, Tanga, is this the game where he might be fit?
No, he's, you know, I've spoke to Tangs again this morning, and I'm not going to roll Tangs out, you know, when he's not fully prepared. We're talking about a relentless decision, a relentless division. We're talking about a division that tests you, and he's played 2 or 3 games now, you know, full 90 minutes. What I'm delighted about is that he's trained every day as well with that. We thought we'd had to put a training programme where he didn't. So he's been training, he's been doing extra training. And, you know, Tangs is coming on, but because he's missed so much, you know, I'm not going to risk, you know, Lewin being out for a long time because we push him. Mm-hmm. So we've got to be conservative, but we certainly have to be conscientious with the injury, because you know, I've lost him for a lot of the season, and I want to make sure when he does come back, he's going to be flying.
But you've got the break as well to consider, haven't you? I mean, that's more recovery time that you can get into him, I suppose.
Well, no, I think, you know, for certain players who hasn't played much, the break gives us a great opportunity to fill their programme and make sure that in that week, I think we're going to try and get at least 2 games lined up for lads that have not been in a rhythm. You know, I've had quite a settled team. Mm-hmm. 8, 9, 10 of the lads have played a lot of the games, a lot of the game time. And which leaves another 8, 9 of the lads, you know, who's not played that game time. So it's important that them players, when they're called upon, are ready. And it's something that I believe massive in, that, you know, it's how you manage that group of players who aren't just in the team at the minute, and how you keep them game ready.
And is that something new for you as a manager, trying to manage those that aren't playing week in, week out?
Nah, you know, obviously an assistant manager for 6 years under Ilian, you know, that's your role sometimes to fulfil. I just make sure that if they've got extra sessions, that you know, I'm watching them and making sure that, you know, they feel a part of what you're doing. It's important, but you have to give them extra work. You have to give them extra fitness work, and it's important that they see the manager there every step of the way at them. You know, whether that's an afternoon session or you know, when the other lads have gone in, that you're out there on the training field. So something we manage really well at the club, and myself and Mickey and Martin, you know, pay a lot of attention into that detail of getting lads up to speed.
And with regards to Mellis, are you happy with the cover that you've got?
We've had good cover, you know, down the flanks, down the wings. We've had good cover, and you know, certainly Jim O'Brien's performance was outstanding. And I think, you know, in 2.5 years I've been here, it's the best I've seen Jim perform. And you know, we'll be asking for more of the same, but it just shows you, again, what I was alerting to before, that, you know, you're out of the team, but for no reason of your own sometime. We are on an OK run at the minute, and Jim's found himself out of the team, and, you know, he got back into the team through an injury, and I always say it's an opportunity for someone to step up, and Jim stepped up as well I've seen anyone ever do.
He strikes me as a person that's very good for the dressing room, whether he's playing or not. He's a character, isn't he?
Well, you know, you've got a character in there without a shadow of doubt, and I think what you find out more is when you stood at the front of a dugout, what's going on behind you, and all the lads, Kelvin Atu, Dorse, Jim O'Brien's vocal, you know, wanting the lads to do well, wishing them to do well, wanting the team to win. And you know, that's what we've had at this football club, you know, since I've took over. So I don't expect that changing. And you know, his attitude epitomises what a dressing room should be about.
Is he a joker in the pack? I mean, I do watch what he says on Twitter, much of which I can't repeat here. But and you're smiling, so I guess you're aware of the kind of person he is.
He is. He's good in any dressing room. You know, Jim's he's someone that you want to have around. He's someone who lets you know where he's at, which is great. You know, I love people coming through the front door and not the back door, and Jim does that. But certainly, There's not many down days with Jim. You know, he wants to be around the first team lads. He wants to be around what's going on. He's been disappointed he's not played. There's no doubt about that. But his attitude in training has been excellent. And, you know, it's something that I demand that standard. You know, as a player, I was out of the team myself quite a lot in certain aspects of my career. But one thing, once I supported a manager, I gave him my full support and made sure that, you know, in and outside the dressing room, you know, once you've made that vow to a manager, that's for me personally, it's always been a sacred vow that I've locked down. If I want to leave a football club, I'd have just said to the manager, listen, it's not working, let me go. But once I've decided to make a vow to a manager and a football club, I always did it, and I expect that from a player.
When he's at the top of his game, how good is he, in your opinion?
Well, he showed his form, didn't he? A real form. His quality on the ball was outrageous at times. I know Jim's going to give us the enthusiasm, the desire, and the willingness to run. We know that because I've worked with Jim for two and a half years. His decision making was excellent when he come into the pocket and when he come in field. His runs were clever and direct, and his quality on the ball was very good. So it was an all-round performance from Jim that you know, I want to see more of.
And Luke Steele, has he been able to do much this week?
You know, it's the same story. We've had a setback on Luke today. He's come out of training. He's done 2 days, trained with the first team on Tuesday. Had a day of rest on Wednesday, trained with the first team today. And it looks like we might have to send him to a specialist tomorrow. So, you know, it's one step forward, but 3 or 4 back now. And we'll get Luke over to the specialist, and I'll know more probably 24, 48 hours, probably Monday.
Do you know what the initial fear is with that? Because it's the back, isn't it, just to be clear?
Yeah, it's a back injury that's, you know, not healing up on the timelines that the medical department and Sedgie's giving me. So, you know, we're in a need to know. I want to know. Mm. And the medical department's doing everything it can. Luke's committing everything he can to try and get fit and get his back stable. But something just keeps flaring up. So it's like any injury, you know, sometimes they're complex or sometimes they're easy. I think this one's a bit more complex than we envisaged. And we'll get to the bottom of it. We've got a good staff. We've got a good medical department. And we'll get to the bottom of it, because as a manager, you do need answers.
Because you've got young Dibble there, haven't you, as cover. But going forward long term, is that ideal?
Well, he's a development goalkeeper, you know. He's been coming to develop, and we're trying to do that. Is he game ready yet? We'll only find out if he ever plays a first team game. But you know, he's done okay in the 21s games that he's played. So, but is it fair on him to throw him in? It probably isn't. And you know, that's my duty as a manager, to protect people that if they're not quite ready, you know, don't throw him in, because it could have an adverse effect. So I've got to, you know, I want Steele back in around what we're doing, and we'll go into the eighth degree to try and find out what's up with Steele.
Because you're top heavy on loans, aren't you? And you're in this kind of position now. Do I wait? Do I act? Do I hold back? How much of a headache does that give you at times?
Well, you're managing game by game. You really are. You're still doing all your work behind the scenes, but you're managing game by game, because, you know, you don't want to be over inundated with loan signings. You know, I've got Rosie out injured now. Mm. And I've got 4 strikers. Get another injury to another striker come Saturday, and we're down to 3. So it's just cat and mouse. That's all it is at the minute, just cat and mouse.
Does that mean that Dagnall will be staying here? There's one or two bits of chatter earlier this week that he might be a player on the way out. Anything in that?
Well, there's been interest. There's certainly been interest on Chris. And at the minute, you know, we want Chris in around what we're doing. And, you know, we've let the clubs know that. And sort of they're on the alert, I think, because a player of Chris Dagnall's quality comes up and, you know, these teams that do want him. So, you know, we want Chris here if he wants to be here, and he does. So, you know, it's just difficult for Chris, because he's someone who, you know, he's a Scouse lad who loves playing football, lives for football, loves playing football, and he's disappointed he's not playing football. So at the minute, he's you know, at times he's finding that difficult.
So where have you left that then? Are you going to see how it goes over the next couple of weeks, or are you expecting clubs to come back in next week?
The clubs, you know, they're always asking for players we've got. It's just making sure as a club that we don't leave ourselves wide open. Mm. And, you know, we had Rammers and Jean-Yves Mavoto when I let Nulz out. And, you know, Nulz is 24 hours if he ever had to return to come back. So, I've you know, it's just making sure with a loan signing that you're covered on that first month. After that, you've got great flexibility.
McNulty obviously extending his loan spell today, but you mentioned Ramage there as well. Will he be ready after the break?
Rams is coming good, yeah. He's probably in front of where his programme should be. And he's itching to get back again, you know, from the injury room. He's supporting the group brilliantly. He's passing his knowledge on. He's just been great around the place, even though he's been injured. He's been a massive part of the squad, you know, getting us to really focus on what we need to do. So Rammers maybe just over two weeks away now, which will give us real strength in depth then with Rammers and Tangs and Bobby, you know, waiting in the wings, and you know, we'll be strong in that area.
Start of a interesting period now against teams down there with you. How important are the next three games as you see it?
You know, all the games have been, but you know, I suppose the next one, which is Doncaster, is a key game for the fans. It's a game that we're really looking forward to. It's seemed like a long week this week because we played Friday, and one day is just like, we just can't wait. Honestly, the training going was buzzing today. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's training, which is already planned, and we can't wait to get out there. So we're looking forward to it, and then that, you know, if we get a positive result, that takes us into a momentum, you know, going down to Millwall. So I don't put them in a clutter. I don't put a group of games in a clutter. It is one game at a time, and Doncaster's game is the first of a series of games that, you know, we believe we can win. But you know, you'd know me long enough now, I do believe we can beat anyone. And we get into that point where the beliefs really sort of coming into that football team.
I spoke to Paul Dickoff this morning. He said he knows you and Mickey quite well, actually. Thoughts on him as a manager and what kind of a challenge he's got over there?
Well, you know, what I love about, you know, your high-profile players is that, you know, certainly Oldham, Dicko's gone and got his hands dirty, you know, and I love that. I love seeing managers a bit like Edgar Davids now, you know. I think it's brilliant, you know, that they don't wait for that top job and that they go and go to the rock face and do some real management. Mm. And, you know, on a low budget at Oldham, you know, Dickie had a tough time at times, but, you know, you really learn your style and your coaching philosophies down at that level. I think this level is a real test, I really do. And, you know, the big fish in this league, if you're a small fish, you can get swallowed up. And I think that's what's happened this season, certainly the last two or three games, that they've played ridiculous teams with ridiculous quality, and it can be soul-destroying. We've been on that at the start of the season, and it's how you pick yourself up, it's how you dress yourself down, and how you remain positive. But Dickie's a positive guy, and I'm sure that he'll get his team back to winning ways.
You took Jean-Yves Mavoto from him from right under his nose. Did that affect your relationship in any way?
Well, it's not easy, because, you know, to try and smuggle Jean-Yves Mavoto out of Doncaster was not easy. but no, it happens all the time. It really does. You know, you get a meeting with a player. We had a really positive meeting with Jean-Yves Mavoto, and you know, I'm sick of hearing scouts and people tell you what people can't do. I'm sick. It's driving me mad, and I'm questioning sort of certain scouts now and certain people in football, because, you know, what we found with Jean-Yves Mavoto is that with work and condensed work and coaching work, we've got a player here who, you know, he wants to do well for the football club, and we want to do well by him, and we're supporting him and teaching him every day. He's a learner. He wants to get better. Will he make mistakes this season? Absolutely. But so might a top centre-half you bring in that you've got to pay huge money to. So in Jean-Yves Mavoto, we've got a player that will make championship games. I think his form's been excellent over our period, where we've done quite well lately. And, you know, we're delighted with Jean-Yves, but, you know, it's business, innit. It can never be personal, and I don't think many managers take it personal. And, you know, if it happened to me, and it has happened to me in the past, you've got to move on, because sometimes you don't get the one that you're chasing, but then something else comes around the corner.
Mm. As we saw with the Sheffield Wednesday game, derbies are the levellers, aren't they, irrespective of form? I mean, they're on a bad run conceding goals, but you'll know the experience will tell you that doesn't really count for a lot, does it?
They've got good quality. You know, they've got the boy Robinson up front, the boy Brown and Cottrell and Duffy are good players, and they've got pass finders. So they've got a lot of quality going forward. I think they're going to miss the boy Jones because he's been a stalwart for them and someone who leads that back line. So it's a big miss for Dickie, that one, because he's a leader on the pitch, you know, and there's not many of them about now. So we've done our work on Donny this week. We really have, and I've been concentrating on us as a group and where we need to improve, and we do in certain areas need to improve, and we've been really focusing on that. And there's been a focus to the week, and you know, you've just got to try and take into the game the positivity that we're trying to drive forward with. And if the mental approach is right, which it has been, you know, in derbies, certainly at this place and the ones we've travelled to over the last 12 months, the attitude's been good and the players have been really up for them.
Finally, how important is the start that you make? Because in the last derby against Sheffield Wednesday, you started really well. For an hour, you were clearly the better side. Is that what you're looking for again this time?
The start's key in any game, and, you know, we'll be looking for that start. We got a good start against Ipswich. You know, 15 minutes was very good, and then for 25 minutes they dominated us, which, you know, I weren't happy about. And, you know, we let the players know at half time, but, you know, we're searching and working really hard on the 90 minute performance. It's something that you know, we're all trying to commit to, and something that, you know, I want to give our fans, and something we're building towards and working to, and it's not going to come overnight. I never promised anyone it would, but certainly that's what we're working to as a staff, to get this football club playing at the intensity we want it to for 90 minutes, and then we're going to be really competitive in this league.